Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The truth you speak and honoring coming out day last week. We wanted to tell you about our show.
It's called Homophilia. It's a queer comedy party where hosts Matt McConkey and Dave Holmes.
Sacred LGBTQ celebrities on what they are loving
and who they are loving.
Get to know a different side of people like Trixie Mattel.
Drag Race,
John Love,
from Pots of America, Margaret Show,
and more.
Homophilia, get it in your ears.
Released every Friday.
Listen and subscribe to Homophilia now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.
It'll be what you're loving, and there'll be who you're loving.
What's up, everybody? That one's Jessica McKenna.
Give it up. Reno. Give it up for Scott Passarella.
He's king of pandas. Pandas the king's right over there. There he is. Scott himself.
Curious Comedy.
What's up, Portland?
Thank you so much for coming.
We're a podcast normally. That's why we're sitting in chairs. Thank you so much for coming out. For those of you who maybe don't know what we do, this is an improvised musical.
Yeah, make some noise if you got brought by a friend. Yeah,
hey,
you brought all these friends?
You brought this table?
Oh,
it's gonna get weird for you.
Oh my gosh.
That's
okay,
great.
Don't worry if we like say we forgot that we were bears and people are like, they're all bears. And when we're like playing a lot of animals, although I shouldn't set it up so that like maybe we play a non-animal show.
Yeah.
Although, let's be real.
But think, yeah.
The odds
of that happening are very slim.
Yeah.
But thank y'all for coming out, and thank you for bringing people against or for their will.
I know. It's really so kind of both sides. Kind of our fans to bring more people.
Kind of the other people to take just the biggest risk of coming to see musical improv. When it goes bad, it goes so bad.
Very bad.
It really does. So you've taken like a huge leap of faith tonight, and we really appreciate that.
What's dorkier than musical improv?
Zero.
Zero
nothing.
Things. Zero things.
Nothing, no things.
And we're leaping into that with abandon. We're like, you know what? We found it. It's prime dork.
Yeah. We're adults. We're going to do this. We normally have a guest who we chat with. We're trying to figure... We're not trying to figure out. We don't have one tonight.
We didn't lose them. But we... Because we don't have a guest to, like, talk about their lives... What's your name here?
I'm Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Nikki, will you give us just a word just to get us going?
Something to talk about.
Nikki is the kind fan who brought a whole table. So she's in the lead, and this is a competition.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Nikki.
The winner will be allowed to stay for the entire show.
The rest of you, we will slowly kick out.
We will not know how it ends. Which is a weird choice for us, but we're sticking with it. But yeah, just a word so that people don't think that we've like planned an insane musical.
This is honestly for your friends. They're like, but seriously, they wrote that. We'll be like, no, she said.
Potluck.
Potluck.
I think I've talked to you about this before, but this is a memory I have, and it's a memory I had multiple times, but it's a way that I know I was like a very sensitive child, but only sporadically. Sometimes I was like a very bold child who could never be criticized. I was like,
A willful child.
Yeah, I was like, I'm the best! But a memory where it really still like brings it back and I can like conjure the feeling is I remember going to the piano studio that my siblings and I studied at. We would have like potlucks after recitals. And I remember feeling so nervous for my mom if not enough people ate her dish. Like,
yes.
It is a weird sort of like group tribal judgment on
yes.
your cooking.
Yes, and sometimes my mom, I mean, my mom is a great cook. And so I don't really know what I was worried about, like her stuff. Slade. Oh.
But like what your Passover dish is like very much a reflection on you.
Yeah, and also just to touch on this really quickly, one time, keep playing, I love it and I trust you, but I do want to just give you, I really am telling you this.
Yeah.
We had a mock trial party at my house, and my mom made a bunch of food and we went swimming in the pool. I mean, she was like so generous, but she had recently heard this recipe for pineapple with cheddar cheese and Ritz crackers, and I was like, okay, so someone knows
someone
it,
just screamed
but I was like,
naughty.
Mom, it's too risky, and I'm too afraid of what will happen when no one tries it.
Hey, Mom, can I talk to you real quick?
What is it,
the
sweetheart?
Entire mock trial team is out there.
I know, I'm so excited,
I know,
sweetheart.
It's just that I'm looking at the table right now, and I just want to be the one to tell you, that dish is a risk. Dish is a risk. You don't know how it's gonna end up with this, because that dish is a risk. That dish is a risk.
No.
That dish is a risk. Like even more so than an exotic fish. That dish is a risk.
Matthew, don't you worry. Safe garlic bread. If someone wants to venture out and have a salad with quinoa, who am I to not broaden their horizons? Let their horizons be broad.
That dish is a risk. That dish is a risk. You wouldn't serve it after a potluck or a bris. Why? Because it's a risk. Matthew's mom laid out quite the spread here.
Honestly, top spread. When like it was coming to the end of the season and people were like, who's gonna host the mock trial banquet?
Can I just say?
Yeah?
Prosecution has been on their fucking grind. And the defense team, like makes me shake with anger.
Dude, listen, we all know defense has an easier path because the cases are written to be even, so it's easier to prove that the prosecution has not met their burden of proof.
Yeah, all these are all mock trial specifics that everyone knows.
Dude, it's just like, everyone knows.
Listen, Clark, It's just like, as my co-counsel on prosecution, I just can't help but feel like the defense is not lifting their weight here.
Brian.
And this, the people versus
Madison Casco. Brian. Yes.
Brian, it's the end of the season, man. Why are you beefing? We're seniors, dude. You gotta leave this behind. From now, we have to go into, like, I think in college they call it, like, moot court.
Yeah. And I know it's over. I know we did as well as we did. And I know I'm just kind of like, but it's about legacy. What people remember. It's about the path you leave behind. It's about legacy. To the sophomores and freshmen, when you walk through the halls, you should blow their fucking mind. If a freshman comes up to me and he knows me from mock trial, made the right move by not being on the spelling bee team.
Dude, honestly, like, what high schooler's on a spelling bee team?
Also, excellent point.
Dude, also, Brian, that's a solo sport. That's a straight-up solo sport.
Thanks, Clark. I'm into that.
And, like, we're a team, you know? Like, when I'm doing the opening and I'm, like, laying out that path, and then you circle back in that closing and we're like, hey, did you see what we did? And in the meantime, we conduct direct and cross-examinations.
Hell yeah. Character witnesses, main witnesses, other mock trial things.
Experts, cops, referring to their affidavits.
You see what's going on over there with those nerds at the defense end of the table?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah.
I hated it then and I hate it now.
Who do they think they are?
I think they're so much better than we are.
You know what? I honestly blame television.
Thank you. It is the media's interpretation of, like, a glorious prosecution, and the defense is always like...
It's like, I'm sorry, you know our system doesn't work if people don't have a good defense. It's just like, we are here not taking any of the glory, not hammering our fists and saying, for the law, for justice.
Yeah.
We're just the part that makes sure, hey, someone gets to get defended. This is America.
This is America. And if you don't even get defended, then it isn't even America. And where even is that?
It's just like...
There's just not enough good media interpretations of what we do. There's My Cousin Vinny, the movie which I know you haven't seen.
I have. No.
But it's very good, and you should watch it.
Oh, I guess... You know what? You're forgetting about our number one, Spencer. Whoa. How could you forget?
Oh, Alicia, I'm sorry. What did I forget?
Atticus Finch. Oh. Every defense attorney's bae.
Yeah. You're right. You know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night just sweating and scared. And then I remember, what would Atticus Finch do in this moment?
And we won't take in that Watchmen book, just the original.
Oh, Don't Tell a Watchman, the one that was like published maybe kind of against her will way later?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
This is Just to Kill a Mockingbird.
Just to Kill a Mockingbird.
When I think about his face as it dabs with sweat, trying to make sure he did it all so he doesn't live with regret. As I think about him pointing out all the sections of reasonable doubt and teaching compelling lessons to Jem and Scout, I remember you're never in a pinch.
That the world is going badly, I remember that brave, brave man in the story surrounding Boo Radley. And I think to myself, why make a fuss? All I have to do is follow the strong moral backbone of Atticus. You're never
in a
I think in this moment I'm realizing that I am gay. Like upon...
Yeah. Because you wake up in the middle of the night thinking
And
can I ask, first of all, am I the first person you've told?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Spencer, what an honor.
Thank you, Alicia.
Are you seeing like your own amalgamation of like good looking people into Atticus Finch, or is this straight up Gregory Peck? Because he
hadn't even thought of Gregory Peck.
Because he is such a zaddy.
No, it's just in my mind. It's in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of thinking like, man, I really like Atticus Finch. And then I thought about it a little more, and the phrasing of that same sentence became like, man, I really like Atticus Finch.
Yeah.
There's something going on, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gay. This is a great day for me.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
You know what?
I still hate those guys over the problem.
Yeah. I bet they would never have such like an open conversation with each other. They're probably just going, oh, we're the best.
Yeah. Can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah, of course. Is it that we're the best?
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. Can I tell you something about this living room right now?
Yeah.
The feng shui of it's making me angry. And I don't mean to like lay that out against Matthew's mom or whatever, because she has a tastefully decorated home, whatever.
Dude, Matthew's mom's a very nice lady, so tread lightly.
Yeah. It's not even that. Honestly, you know who I blame?
What?
Matthew's dad.
Why?
Because I think that Matthew's dad is responsible for the layout of this room. Look at where the TV is.
But wait, there's no way of even like lobbing that criticism that doesn't imply that like Matthew's mom doesn't have like agency.
How so? I think you're right. I just want to understand.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, you perceive something negative, and you're like, I know and love Matthew's mom and see that she's a rad lady, so there's no way she could have made this choice.
Which might be true, but what that still posits is that she doesn't have the self-respect and wherewithal to stand up to her husband who's making a bad choice.
For sure, but that's also assuming that she recognizes that choice as the bad choice that I recognize it as.
Totally.
As opposed to just a choice that like she thinks is fine but is upsetting to me.
But I still think you are like attributing blame, and so I was like, okay, so this must be like at least slightly objectively negative.
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah. No, I think that's... Honestly, I think these conversations are important to have.
Yeah. And if, like, this was, like, my direct examination of you, I would, like, lay the foundation to help you get to that point.
Oh, if this was your direct examination of me as, like, a witness from the other side, you would have just gotten straight fives.
Yeah, thank you.
Five.
Five.
The best score you can get
on the scoring sheet that has nothing to do with the
one
verdict.
To five. Yeah.
Yeah. Triple weighted if you do pre-trial.
Hell yeah. Oh, right, yeah, I didn't even check in with what the pretrial guys are doing over here.
Oh, look at that cloud!
Whoa! What does it look like to you?
Oh my gosh! I kind of think... Well... I think it looks like a narwhal, but the end of its horn has a flower instead of a horn.
I think it looks like a dolphin with a flat face and a horn. Oh no, I'm thinking narwhal. And there's a flower at the end of the horn, too. Looking at clouds, looking at clouds. Oh, that one? I think it looks like a horse, like a tiny horse that's very small, and it's pulling what looks like Santa's sleigh, but Santa is a flower.
I think it looks like a reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh, but it started to zoom back towards the narwhal, so now it has the flower.
Looking at clouds, looking at clouds. One. Oh, wait. Can I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. That one looks like a some metal spherical shape going through the sky, but instead of spherical, it has wings. Oh, that's not a cloud. That's an airplane. Okay. I see what I did there. I saw a plane, and I thought it was a cloud, but it isn't a cloud. It's a plane, and I'm embarrassed. We're supposed to be looking at clouds.
Looking at clouds. It's more like Bach.
And instead of a bust, it has arms and legs and a torso. I guess it kind of just looks like Bach.
Looking at clouds. Looking at clouds.
Man, they're just like total nerds. I don't even want to think about what they're doing over there.
Looking at
clouds. Hey, pre-trial.
What?
What are you guys doing?
Looking at clouds. At the party, we got invited.
Yeah, but you're... No, that's not what I mean. Oh. I mean, what are you doing outside of the party?
Oh, we're looking at clouds.
Can I say something that I think doesn't get said enough?
Sure.
You guys did a really killer job this year.
I knew it, Xander.
Yeah. He always respected us. He just wouldn't say so.
Well, it's hard because, like, you guys have a lot of flash being the prosecution lawyers, but really, like...
Yeah.
What... It's pretty cool what pretrial does. You know, we argue in front of a real judge to get a piece of evidence thrown out, citing constitutional precedent and court cases. It's very cool and hard, and we have to think on our feet.
Yeah. And it's, like, doubly hard because you're kind of in your own way, like, isolated and separate from the rest of the team.
He saw it, Xander.
Yeah, he didn't say it, but he sees us. I feel seen.
Yeah, it's really hard. It was just kind of like me and Xander in the room going over, like, if we could use the people versus Tinker. You can always use the people versus Tinker.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to what the pretrial was, to be totally honest.
Oh.
I just kind of checked in to see, like, is the piece of evidence in, is it out? But that was not really because of you. That was just because I had my mind, like, so much on what we were doing.
Yeah, no, Brian, you were the prosecution closer, captain of the team. We get it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How would you remember me? Like, what would you say is my legacy? Wow.
Whoa, let me think about it.
Honestly? I mean...
I'll think about the first time we all met at the bus. And I'll think about how I was filled with fear, but also trust.
Trust.
I'll think about how you said, this is the song we play on the bus, and we don't vote on the song. This is the song.
I'd say equal parts fear and admiration.
Equal parts fear and admiration.
You come on kind of strong, but then you finish also strong. So
equal parts fear and admiration. Why does the song have to be the general by dispatch? It doesn't get us amped up at all.
Yeah, it's like not really the best trial jam.
We're trying to get super excited and we're really hot in our suits. And you're like, this is the song we play. And you'll like it, that's the truth.
So it's, I guess,
equal parts fear and admiration.
With like a hint of pent up disappointment at your refusal to listen to other ideas. But
equal parts fear and admiration.
It filled us with equal parts
fear
and admiration.
Matthew, sweetheart.
I can't.
Listen, you begged me to host it, okay? You said, Mom, I'm only a witness. The lawyers won't hang out with me.
What, Mom, what if I go out there and they're eating the weird garlic bread? And they're talking about, and it is weird, and don't make a face like it's not. There's parsley on it. Our Italian great-grandparents would be rolling in their Sicilian graves right now.
Matthew.
What?
You said, Mom, I'm a sophomore.
I know.
I have a lot to prove.
I know.
Can we please host the banquet? And I said, what a spread I'll make. You're just hovering around me in the kitchen and you're not out there talking to any of the lawyers, and they might help you figure out how you could be a lawyer next year.
You're right. There's only so much you can do as a witness. You get to go on and you do your 5-minute examination, your 5-minute cross-examination.
And that's hard because the cross-examination is done by a student from a different school.
And you can't hate you.
You can't prepare. You have to just know your affidavit.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
No, I know it's hard.
And it's
hard,
a gray area to score points.
But it's not the flashy dream of what I want to do.
Well, that's why you still have 2 more years in the program, Matthew.
You're
but
right.
You could learn a lot from those older kids, you know? Let them be your guide.
You're saying go out there and demand that they like the food.
No.
Got it.
It's not...
I understand.
It's not what I'm saying at all.
Yeah, well, what are you saying, then?
I'm saying don't... Just sit down and let the defense rest. I'm saying go out and show how you're smart and prosecute.
Aww.
I'm saying get out there and don't stop, and I promise they won't object to having.
You're saying get out there, just trust that they'll be real good sports. And when I show them my true self, they won't want to hold me in contempt of court. They'll just think that I am a normal kid who's the best. And the things that I say, they will allow to remain as admissible evidence.
project to a brand new friend. They won't object to a brand new friend.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks.
And I'll take the parsley off the garlic bread.
No, leave it. It's inspired.
That's more like it.
I was just being afraid, like a defense attorney on the mock trial team, instead of brave, like a prosecutor on the mock trial team.
And I'd love for you to be inventive, like a pretrial attorney on the mock trial team.
You're right. All right, Mom. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Okay.
You don't need it.
You know what? What?
I said it, and then I said you didn't need it.
Oh.
Good luck. You don't need it.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yes, my mother made that garlic bread you're trying right now.
I really like it. I really like it.
You do?
Yeah. You know what? It's like, parsley is like a tiny salad. We should put it on more things.
Yeah.
Matthew, where have you been? Like...
Oh, just helping my mom in the kitchen.
Oh, that's really nice.
She's got some pretty rad and brave dishes.
No, I'm sorry we didn't get to hang out more because you were a witness for the prosecution. I'm a defense attorney, so, like, really our paths just hardly crossed.
Yeah,
but...
Alicia, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you want to be a defense attorney or did you want to be a prosecuting attorney and it just didn't work out?
You know, honestly, when I tried out for the team, I thought it was a debate club. And...
Like you accidentally auditioned for the mock trial team and became an attorney?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm just like, I really like arguing and I like, you know, presenting points. And it was the closest thing that our school had. So I became a defense attorney.
Your sophomore year?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that good?
That's wild, Alicia. That's crazy.
Is it? Is it good even?
Yeah, it's good even. It's
no,
very. Do you I, not realize?
No.
How
nobody,
like incredibly like impressive that is?
No. Why is that even like that big a deal? I mean, it's just like not that many kids try out for the team. Very few people even know what it is. And like only this year when we like won county did people even say, "What is that?"
I don't know. It's impressive to me.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Who is that?
Who is that, Matthew? He was a witness for the prosecution.
Oh yeah, I just
he played the park ranger.
No, I know who he is. I just only saw his like hoodie kind of going through the door, and I didn't see his face. Where's he been this whole time?
Inside helping his mom with this spread, but I can't imagine what more she could make.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
You may not know the answer to this.
Sure.
Has anyone else on this team come out to you?
No. Are you just like, you're just ready to go for it?
I mean, honestly, no. I'm just kind of trying to like see if I'm the first.
No, I mean, no one's come out to me, but that doesn't mean that no one else is gay, and also I am only a sophomore, so some of like the older kids, like they don't even give me the time of day.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't think Brian is gonna come out to me, a defense attorney sophomore, which I just learned is very impressive.
Oh yeah, it's extreme. I'm sorry. As a senior, I tried out to be a defense attorney 3 years in a row before I got it. Did you not realize it's really impressive?
No, I just was like, oh. No juniors tried, I guess, and here I am.
Alicia, I think you may not realize that you're a genius.
What do you mean? Come on.
I mean, everything you do in your kind of day-to-day life is like genius-level intelligence, and I don't think you just don't know that. I've assumed you knew you were a genius. Do you not know that you're a genius?
No, I mean, like, I know I'm, like, smart, but genius, that's like people who, like, clean up MIT and then they solve a big hard math problem. That guy is a genius.
Yeah, sure.
People who grow up in Southie and don't even go to college, that guy's a genius.
I guess that's one kind of genius, one specific kind of genius. There are other kinds of genius too. genius. A different kind of genius are you.
I've never even had a crush with someone who I thought was smarter, but then I proved myself and drove across the country for her. I've never even had a widower open up to me on a park bench about his dead wife.
That's the same specific genius. You've seen one kind of genius. We all know what you're talking about. That's just one example of a genius. One Matt Damon genius. There are other kinds of genius, no doubt.
I don't know. Am I smart? I suppose. Yes, that's true. And with big ideas, I can grapple. But never have I gotten in a bar fight in Cambridge and said, how do you like them apples?
That's just one kind of genius. One kind of genius. The only kind of genius you know. There are other kinds of genius. You're a different kind of genius.
I'm not being humble, so you know. I promise that's the kind of genius I am not fronting. I only know of geniuses from Good Will Hunting.
Oh, okay.
Nighttime. Scientists say it's half the time. And if you find yourself distracted, forgetting things, and making mistakes at work, you gotta get your nighttime better. And a quality night's sleep makes all the difference. And the right mattress is the difference between resting and just laying down. Take Jessica McKenna of Off Book Pod. She's lying down on a Lisa mattress right now.
US gymnast and fierce female Allie Reisman on Instagram, and she was part of an event for National Homeless Awareness Day where Lisa donated a ton of mattresses.
Ugh, that's wild.
Isn't that great?
It is great. They're always
great. I just dream about how great that is.
I mean, it's pretty great.
And not reading any specific copy. I just saw that today and I was like, dang, that's great.
Yeah, that's true. They haven't mentioned that here because I guess they're just so humble. What they have mentioned is that their mattresses are comprised of 3 foam layers that provide cooling, pressure relief, body contouring, and support. And they have over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers that agree that Lisa gives them the rest they need.
They ship to your door in a convenient box with free shipping and free returns. Find the right mattress for you at lisa.com/offbook and get the rest you need tonight.
I love it. Jessica loves it.
I love what they do for the world.
I love what they do for the world. So get up to $160 off the Lisa mattress or $235 off the luxury Sapria mattress and free shipping on the Lisa mattress at lisa.com/offbook and enter promo code offbook at checkout. That's LEESA.com/offbook.
Promo code offbook.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Back to school time, Zach, and that means you're always on the go and there's not as much time to devote to staying healthy.
I totally forgot I was even supposed to be in school. I wasn't prepared at all.
Thankfully, Care Of can make taking care of yourself this autumn easy with personalized vitamin and supplement packets.
What if I'm looking for an extra boost to help stay in shape after summer, mm-hmm. or wanting to add supplements for energy, stress, and sleep to my routine?
Well, luckily for you, Care Of has tons of options to match your needs, Zach.
Good. First thing I need to remember, am I still in school?
You're not. But okay. Still, there's like that feeling that happens in back to school time where we're all like, wait, let me get my ish together.
We're all going back to the school of life.
That's right. We're all shaking off those dog days of summer, which did you know that refers to when the dog star is high? Anyway, I'm getting way off track.
The dog star?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to Google.
Okay, it's serious.
I believe you.
Yeah.
No, I believe you. I just want
okay,
to know
great.
More.
All of these get delivered right to your door in a personalized, easy-to-remember daily packs. Perfect for busy, on-the-go lifestyle. You hear what I'm saying, y'all? The vitamins and supplements are in a daily pack. So you're like, what do I take today? Oh, right, this pack. Better yet, you guys, your monthly subscription box can be easily modified at any time. So you can give your immune system a little extra love when winter rears its head.
I'm not finding nearly as many pictures of dogs dressed up like stars as I hoped I would on this Google search.
Oh, have you clicked over to image?
That's where I'm looking.
Okay.
And it's mostly this dog constellation and this actual star you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The dog star in the Northern Hemisphere is high during the summer. That's where the term dog days comes from. You're learning in this ad. You know why? Because my brain is full of vitamins. Guys, Care Of, their website,
They help you take a quiz so you find the right products for you. It's easy. It's fun. It's so quick. And it's perfect because I don't want to fumble around with like, wait a second, is this an ibuprofen at the bottom of my bag or a vitamin I'm supposed to take? They're in packets, Zach. And they're like, here,
just take
this.
Them all. Fun fact. If you type dog star costume, you will find what I'm looking for.
Okay, good. For 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter offbook. That's takecareof.com and enter offbook for 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins.
Hey, Clark.
Yeah, Brian.
We've both been out to each other for a long time. And it didn't seem important to me to talk about, I mean, like, we've known.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
And it didn't feel, it wasn't like we were hiding it, just like didn't seem like there was a reason to talk about it since we weren't romantically interested in anyone
right.
at this school.
Right, nor each other. We were just like, bro, I'm gay. And you were like, me
bro,
too.
Yeah, me too.
And I was not like,
into
not
you.
For you.
That's okay.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
Why
I mean,
do all straight guys seem to think that every gay guy is attracted to all of them?
I don't know, dude. Exposure, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just like a how many people do you know situation. But like, and I think that's honestly our problem. Like, obviously, I think our time's going to be more like in college. It's hard for people to come out at such a young age. There's so many hormones, so many questions.
Yeah. I just don't even know why I felt like talking about this right now. Just felt like I kind of wanted to say it, you know?
Well, like, have you ever had like a crush on a guy like at our school? Because like, my only crush has been on, as you know, ceramics teacher Mr. Paku.
Yeah. Dude fills out those trousers.
Dude. Also, like, I can't help but like walk by his studio and just be running mad ghost fantasies.
Yeah.
Also, like, you remember when he grew his hair out in between sophomore and junior year and I was like, dope choice.
Yeah. Normally when like adult men grow their hair out, I'm like not into it, but on Mr. Paku.
But also like he's only like, I think he's only like 34.
I think you're right. I think he actually might even be younger than that.
No way.
Yeah, Mr. Paku. Okay, you go.
I can't do this anymore.
What? Why not?
Well, for one thing, the clouds kind of cleared up.
Yeah, it's nighttime and it's hard to see them. Let's play What Do You Think the Clouds Look Like? If you could see the clouds.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. Maybe we should talk to anybody else.
But we spent so much time with just us in pre-trial, and we got to know each other real well, and I'm comfortable with you.
But we should talk to somebody else.
Who do you want to talk to?
Well, I don't know anybody. I just worry that we're codependent.
Huh. I don't mean to be all lawyery, but what evidence do you have that the two of us have become codependent?
Well, if I could, like, lay out, you know. You text me in the morning, what are you wearing? Let's not match again.
Well, I don't want to be at school in the same clothes as my best friend.
You ask me, are we trying tofu yet? Are we saving that for February?
Well, I just want to eat tofu, but eat it with you, so not if you think it's scary.
This is some codependent bullshit. This is some codependent bullshit.
What about when I take a test and then ask you if the answers are right?
Not as bad as when you make us fall asleep on speakerphone at night.
Well, how am I supposed to have sweet dreams if I don't hear your voice?
This is clear and the path is here. We seriously have no choice.
This is some codependent bullshit.
Sorry, I just, I think we needed, well, Spencer was here. This is weird, but do you have any more parsley?
You want more parsley?
I don't know.
Yeah. Passover was like a week ago, so we're like lousy with parsley right now. You get like a ton of it and then you don't have anything. Honestly, I think that's why I got put on the garlic bread in the first place.
So that's really inventive on your mom's part.
Yeah.
That's like she's playing her own chopped chicken. I mean, kitchen.
Yeah. No, I knew what you meant. Yeah, I'll go get some right now.
Okay, great.
Okay. I'm back, I have it. Our kitchen is small, it's more like a kitchenette, really.
Wow. She made all this in a small kitchen?
Yeah, she's the best.
Your mom's like kind of a genius.
Yeah.
Whew. Now I know too. I'm a Gentile. So was the word. During Passover, this is bitter.
No, I was about to say Haro said, but that's not right.
If you don't like this, we can just pass over it. If you don't like this,
if I don't like I don't mean to butt in.
What are you
happening
doing
right now?
Get out of
here. This seems like a good moment for you.
We're having a huge moment, Spencer.
Okay. Do you need me?
No.
I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Will you give me a ride home later? You're my cool senior friend.
Hell yeah.
Great. Get out of here, though.
Okay, yeah, goodbye.
Sorry. Sorry.
Is there... Oh, sorry. I know he's a really good friend of yours.
Oh my gosh, no. It's not my story to tell, but oh my gosh, no.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay,
cool. Hey. I know that, like, you have to be really close when you're co-counsel, but, like, we're just friends.
Oh, great. Hey... do you have anyone to go to winter formal with?
6 months from now?
Yeah.
Hey, wait.
Honestly, I'm setting goals in my life. I'm getting to them now.
And
I'm not waiting for winter formal to come around anymore.
I'm so sorry.
Do you want to go to prom senior year too? All the dances. The Sadie Hawkins dance. I know you're supposed to ask me for that one. In fact, yeah, take that one back. That's your gift to give. If you want to, and if you don't, I will walk away. That's a promise I make to you. But also, let's start slow. I'm new at this, and
Stop.
I feel like it's going bad.
Stop. Let's not skip ahead.
Let's not pass over.
Let's live in the someone think you were a prosecutor.
Mom, I'm not right now.
Okay.
She's right there.
Okay. Guys, I'm bringing out dessert soon. It's pineapple with cheese and it's on fire.
I don't want to hear... I don't know how I feel about that. Pineapple...
That sounds rad.
Yeah. You know what? Normally I would be like, no thank you. But Mrs. Matthews' mom?
For sure.
I trust you.
Hey, Spencer? Did you like need a seat? A table? This chair doesn't need to be empty.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Come here, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to hang out with, like, cooler people?
Dude, it's the end of senior year. This is when boundaries fall.
Oh. Honestly, you guys are so cool. I've really looked up to you so much. You're so good at what you do.
Dude,
I love you a lot.
Stop it. Spencer, you're a closer in your own right. I'm just an opener.
I mean, just an opener.
Dude, it's
you set the tone for the entire
I know, but it doesn't, it can be set in stone. It doesn't have to, like, be flexible with what happened in the case. Like, Brian's the man. He's the one with the real legacy.
No, man. But it's cool of you to say.
No, but honestly, like, your closing was rad, and I thought, like, it had, like, a lot of poeticism to it.
Thank you.
Like, I felt like, shit, man, that guy, and you wrote that. Mine's straight up written by the coach. I just memorized it. That shit's wrote.
Honestly... I was real hard in the defense earlier, but I think it was just because I felt a little threatened by you guys, because you're very good at what you do, and yeah.
Dude.
And it's hard for me to say I respect someone younger than me because it makes me feel like
Spencer's
I should be
Spencer's a straight-up senior, man.
What?
Spencer's a straight-up senior.
Oh, then you're tight as hell, bro.
Yeah, dude. This cat's a senior, you know?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. I know.
And I knew that.
Hey. Bro, sorry we got defensive. We put up our defenses, but now we're tearing them down like old rickety fences. I'm sorry we got defensive. Put up all our fences, bringing it all down, cause it's the end of the year. We were governed by fear.
We were governed by fear. that doesn't make us closer. It's incredibly clear that you can't be governed by fear. Hey, preach out, friend. It's time to let you walk away. I can't be scared of the unknown, and all of this starts today. Although I do feel much better when I wake up and you're very near.
You feel self-conscious.
I'd like that a lot.
And if we say that we can't wait for fall in the year, will you promise me you won't be governed by fear? And you have to make all the dishes you like. You can't think about if the kids will try them.
Hello, I'm here. Everything you've done in this living room is genius, and it's clear that you never were and you never,
never will be governed by fear.
The end!
That was the world premiere to We Object to Fear.
Yeah. The world premiere of We Object to Fear, the musical.
Ooh, going to the grocery store and prepping your meals for the week can be difficult when you have a busy schedule.
My schedule's so full of biz.
Would you like to simplify it and try Home Chef Zatch?
Yes, please.
I don't know why I'm calling you Zatch in today's ads.
It really is making me think, like, have I been saying my name wrong?
You know, you haven't.
Okay.
I'm just being a weird goof. I'm being a, it's 4:15 and my brain's insane. Okay. We could cut that out.
Leave it.
Or your choice. Well, Zach, Home Chef offers 16 delicious weekly meal options from steak to chicken to seafood to vegetarian, all of which you can mix and match based on your preference.
Once I join, is it as simple as selecting my meals and customizing my delivery dates?
It sure is. And then you know what? The box will arrive at your doorstep each week with recipe cards and fresh pre-portioned ingredients. And voila, you have a home-cooked meal in about 30 minutes.
How many lunch options do they have?
They have lunch options, and they offer them where they can be cooked up in 5 minutes.
Five-minute lunch options?
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, my question should have been, how many minutes are their lunch options?
5 minutes.
Amazing.
They don't have 5 1-minute options, because, guys, that's not enough time to let those flavors marry.
Yeah, if you're trying to cook in 1 minute, you're eating a bag of chips and you're not a chef. You're
that's
not
right.
even a home chef.
But because that's not how Home Chef rolls, that's why their customers are raving about Home Chef. Okay, so I just got my first Home Chef delivery, and the box, the packaging, it was beautiful. And my food looks great. And also, here's something I really appreciated. They, like, told me exactly how to recycle every part of the packaging.
Gotta love it.
Isn't that great, Zach?
Mine isn't here yet, but I was on that website checking out all the good stuff that I'm very excited to eat with my mouth. And the options are numerous and delicious.
Yeah. Another thing that I really liked is that they also sent a folder that I could, like, keep my Home Fresh recipes in, and I could, like, make a little cookbook.
And you can make them again.
Yeah.
Because they're so good the first time, you'll want to go back and do it again.
You're like, more please, Home Chef. Go to homechef.com/offbook for $30 off your first order.
That's homechef.com/offbook for $30 off your first order.
Homechef.com/offbook. Yum, yum.
Cook it your home.
Not just open chips.
Home Chef.
You've all seen it. You've all seen this.
You literally have.
You literally have. But right now, in your mind, I want you to imagine what is true, which is that you've just seen this performed by many, many actors and
full costumes,
full sets, full
choreography.
Orchestra. And we're going to bring all of those talented people back out on stage right now.
Here's
the director. Give it up for all of them. Here they come.
The choreographer,
the director, the musical director,
the
costume designer. So
this is is a common occurrence in regional theater when shows are first getting on their feet. We're gonna we'd love to have you sit here. Thank you, you've been an amazing audience. But if you could just sit here and give us a little bit more of your time, we'd love to do a little talk back. So that means we get questions from the audience about things they saw in this production, and we'd love to answer. So if you want to just raise a hand.
Just raise your hand if we get the lights up a little bit so we can find you. But if you have questions about the script,
that's for nice and close.
Yes, hello. Who is your question for?
My question is for the caterer.
Excellent. Yes, the caterer of this performance. Yes.
Yes.
I love how interactive it was. How did you bake garlic bread for the whole theater?
Thank you. When they came to me and they said, "Will you make the food so we have an immersive experience?" I said, wait. They said, "It is mostly garlic bread." And I said, "I am French, but I will do my best." So the parsley is it is my own collaboration with the text. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed it and it is not stuck in your teeth.
Excellent question. We have any other questions? Yes, there's one.
Hi, yeah, this question is for the writer. I was wondering,
Writers, it took a village is what people are responding to right now. This is a podcast, and if it's not said to the mic, no one can hear it.
I was wondering if the real life Mr. Pichu has seen this and what his response has been.
Okay, I'll take that. I wrote the first draft, and a lot of people meddled with my creation.
That's on me.
But Mr. Pichu, real life ceramics teacher.
Can I just say, because I feel like you and I had a dialogue about this as writers, as to whether or not it was appropriate to objectify a member of a literal faculty in such a blatant and obvious way.
Yeah, for sure. I guess where I was coming from was just a place of truth, a place of write what you know.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in this that I used my imagination for. This was straight up just me pulling exact vignettes from my own life.
Yeah. It's based on the literal mock trial case of 2003?
The People versus Madison Casco.
But to answer your question, we of course got his consent to use him in this, and he honestly loved it. Yes, any other questions for anyone? Yes. Who's your question for?
Hello. I would like to have a question for the two actors who played the codependent friends.
It's actually only one of us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We use a lot of mirrors, but it's just one person.
Oh, okay. So my question is, was that written as a true-to-life relationship? I have a codependent friend relationship, and I'm trying to step out of that. Do you have any advice?
Thank you so much for that question. And the fact that you saw two of us on stage is like a huge compliment. It is just me standing next to a mirror.
Which is part of what I think is so impressive about it is that you use a form of throat singing to sing harmony by yourself.
It took me a long time.
Casting this part was very difficult.
A lot of YouTube videos about throat singing. But, you know what? My advice is you have to either make a clean break, compromise, or live in it forever. Those are the three choices. Those are sort of your three paths forward. Now, which one you'll take, I don't know. And I don't know which one's best, but those are literally the three things you could do.
Yes, and in the arts, we like to say all paths are correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's easier for us to make art that way.
That's right. That's right.
Do we have any other questions? Yes, there's some.
Oh, great.
Yeah, this is for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who I understand consulted on this. What sort of feedback did you have on the legal aspects of this?
Can we Skype in RBG?
Yeah, sure. Hold on. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Hello?
Hi, Ruth. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, ladies and gentlemen. The notorious RBG of the Supreme Court. Do you have a second? I know you're very busy.
I'm very busy, but this is fine.
You remember? Do you remember when we... Yes, we're literally putting your picture up, which is a thing that we did not expect to be able to do. Do you remember when we sent you that advance copy of the script of...
I Object to Fear,
I Object to Fear.
Of course
Thank
I remember.
Thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to read it.
Mind like a steel trap.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on the legalities of the script? I believe is the question.
I love that you kept in my great punch up joke. You can always use the people versus Tinker. It's a very funny joke.
Yeah, some would say it's a little niche, but it's very, very funny if you know what it's about.
It's very funny. Sometimes you have to have some specifics in comedy, and the people versus Tinker is a very funny joke.
I don't
joke.
Think people realize how funny you are.
Oh, well, you know, I have a lot of a bigger fish to fry, but I am a real crack up.
For sure. We thank you so much for your time.
And thank you.
You're welcome. I think we have time for one more. Yes. So who is your question for?
I'd like to jump back to throat singing. I was wondering if you could give us like a 30-second lesson on how to do it.
Thank you so much. It's so adorable that you think it could be 30 seconds. So let me just give you like the starting place, which is that you open up. Okay, so that is in every way I mean. Okay. So physically, mentally, spiritually, vocally, throatally. And then it's really just about like allowing magic to come in and also using your diaphragm. So here you go. Not cute, but it's effective.
You know,
thank you. We do have time for one more question. Yes, coming to you.
Yeah, this question's for the executive producer. I just would like to know what you're planning for the spinoff for the Law and Order series.
Oh, someone's in the industry and knows a little buzz.
Yes, thank you. We are very excited for the spinoff. As everyone knows, musicals are always a financial good investment. Spin-off musicals, doubly so. Well, here's what we're... Well, actually, I didn't want to do this. We've actually written some of it already. Now, weirdly, the things that take place in it, it mostly, like most sequels do, takes place on a boat.
with the legalities of international waters.
Yes. It's called maritime law, maritime naw. And we'll sing a little piece of it for you right now. Churches, if you say it's a church on a boat, this is the first draft of this song.
Yes, we can question all legality, but everything's legal when you're on the sea.
Maritime law, more like maritime now.
And if you see it, I will tell you to forget what you saw. Why? Because it's Mary. Comedy Theater.
Thank
Give it up
Scott
one
Passarella.
Time for Scott Passarella on the keys.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan in the booth, thank you.
Thank you, Dan, I'm in the booth. Thank you again to Curious Comedy. Thank you, Portland and Portland area, for coming out. It is so great to see your face with our face.
Again, this is a podcast, so if you like this, there's more, and they're on your phone for your ears.
Yeah. Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess, for our friends of fans who came. Oh, boy, what's happening in your head? Yeah. Don't tell me.
That's it. Have a great night. Sleepy baby. See you later. Bye. To say thank you again to Home Chef for supporting the show. Simplify your day with Home Chef.
Home Chef.
They offer 16 delicious weekly meal options, which you can mix and match based on your preferences. And once you join, it's as simple as selecting your meals and customizing your delivery day.
Home Chef.
Then 30-minute recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients will arrive at your doorstep. What's it called?
Home Chef.
Yeah, we love it. The website's great. They show you how to recycle the box, which is rad. And it's delicious, and there's so many different kinds of it. Get into it. Go to homeshift.com/offbook for $30 off your first order. That's homeshift.com/offbook for $30 off your first order. One more time, Jess.
Homeshift.com/offbook. Home Chef.